With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. Next week, Montanans will learn whether Republican Greg Gianforte or incumbent Democrat Steve Bullock will be the state's governor. In the run-up to voting day Tuesday, the two candidates are zigzagging across and circling back thousands of miles in Montana, hoping it could make a difference.
Candidates try to close the deal by doing these big, you know, bus tours, sort of sweeping, you know, hitting every town between here and Scobie in the next, you know, 12 hours. This is the way that candidates end the race.
This is Lee Banville. He teaches journalism at the University of Montana and writes about how the media covers politics. Banville says this last effort by candidates tries to get their bases excited to vote if they haven't already, and makes one last pitch to undecided voters.
It's going to draw lots of media attention, it's going to reaffirm their message, and it's going to make them feel like they're deeply involved in these communities that are far-flung in Montana.
I reached Republican Greg Gianforte on his cell phone while he was pulling into Plentywood earlier this week. In the week leading up to November 8th, he's hitting more than 30 cities and towns.
We're doing 7 stops today. We started in Glasgow, we've done Wolf Point, we'll be in Culbertson, Sydney, Glendive, and, you know, this is my 26th trip to eastern Montana in the last year. And folks out here honestly feel forgotten.
Gianforte says if he's elected, he'll make sure rural Montanans have a voice in the Capitol.
The issue is the center of the universe is not Helena, Montana. It's small businesses in small towns all over the state. And I think it's important as governor to make sure everyone's interest is represented.
He says all around the state, in the larger cities and smaller towns, there are some universal interests.
I mean, the number one thing I hear is it's about jobs. And people recognize that too many of our young people have left the state. And people want their families back together.
Gianforte is going to need support from small towns like the ones he's making campaign stops in if he's going to win. Lee Banville says that's because a large base of the Republican Party lives in rural areas of the state.
There are fewer people, but there's a higher percentage of typical Republican voters. And so he's trying to get people in those towns, those smaller towns in particular, you know, really excited about getting out and voting because he needs those small towns to show out in high percentages so that he can offset the more Democratic city areas within Montana.
Gianforte is getting to the bigger cities like Bozeman, Billings, and Missoula, but he's making more stops in smaller towns. Democrat Steve Bullock is also putting in over 1,000 miles over the next few days, but not to as many places. And Lee Banville says he sees the incumbent governor focused on a few areas.
Montana is traditionally a red state with blue islands, and those islands are the cities of Montana and the reservations. And so when we look at Bullock's list, that's where he's going.
A path along those islands of more predictable Democratic support is taking Bullock in what's nearly a complete circle, stopping by all 7 Indian reservations in Montana and hitting all the state's larger cities.
Kind of the key issues of this race don't boil down to just regional issues.
This is Steve Bullock speaking on his phone early Thursday morning in Haver.
They're really about what's our education system going to look like? What's our quality of life going to look like? What are our access to public lands? What's our tax structure going to look like?
Even though he's not making as many campaign stops as his opponent, Bullock says regardless of where he travels, his job is the same.
So being a governor certainly means that I'm responsible for all Montanans in every corner of the state, even when I may not be able to get out to every community either in a matter of days. But it's important for me to speak to as many folks as possible and remind them that there's a real big difference between the candidates.
As Bullock and Gianforte spend the next few days on the road trying to rally support to do some last-minute convincing, some of that effort will be lost on people who have already decided who they support and are now just waiting to see the results. Over a third of registered voters in Montana have already sent in their absentee ballots. That's more than 200,000 people. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.